Kiddushin Yerushalmi, Kosvan to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Pei. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph at the top Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches us, Misha Yotza Huvi Ishtoi Lemedinesa Yom, Uva Huvi Ishtoi Uvonov, Va Oma Isha Shedos Yotzes Imi Lemedinesa Yom, Hawaihuzu, Ve Libanea, Ein Serch Lavi Waya, Leale Isha, Va Loy Ala Bonim. If a man went overseas with his wife and returned with a wife and children, and he said, "This is my wife, which I travel with overseas, and these are her children," means our children, he does not need to bring proof about the kashrus of the wife, nor about the children. Mesa, ve'ele banea, but if he said, "She died, and these are her children," tzorech la'aviraya ala bonim, ve'eino meviraya ala isha, he has to bring proof about the children, but not about the wife. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ish ve'ishtoi osu oisam kishnei edim, chazoka ein isha shoitekes al b'nei chaveuta. We have all quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that Chazal considered the man and woman to be like two witnesses. There's an assumption that a woman would not be silent if there was something to be said about another woman's children. We have Shamalamin de Basar. We have heard the statement about the latter part of the Mishnah, means about the next Mishnah. Because the next Mishnah teaches, Isha Nasasi b'Menesayom, Haezu ve'ilabonar. If a man said, "I married a woman overseas, and this is her, and these are her children," we are bold, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ish ve'ishtoi osu oisan kishnei edim, chazoka eina isha shesekes al b'nei chavelta. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Chazal considered a man and a woman here to be like two witnesses. There's an assumption that a woman would not be silent if there was something to be said about another woman's children. So we now come to that Mishnah. Ish v'nasasi b'minas hayom, ha'ehi zu ve'ilu b'ne'o, mevi'ra'a la'isha ve'inam sorech la'vi raya al b'ne'o. If he said, "I married a woman overseas, and this is her, and these are her children," he must bring proof for her, but he doesn't need to bring proof for the children. Mesa ve'ilu b'ne'o, but if he said, "She died, and these are her children," sorech la'vi raya ala isha v'ala b'onim. He has to bring proof, therefore, in that case, about her and her children. And the Gemara teaches, Tani, we learned in a Baisa, Ish v'isha shebol minas hayom. If a man and woman come from overseas, Hu oimer ishtehi, v'hi oimer ba'alihu, ein hogen aleihem mishum eishes ish. If they both claim that they're married to each other, we do not kill her if she's adulterous, even though we have heard from both of them they're husband and wife. Huchzaku hogen aleihem mishum eishes ish. But if they had a chazoka, a pre-existing status of being married, then we can kill them if she was adulterous. At kamei chazaka, when is a chazaka established? Rabbi Yonah v'Abba v'Pchia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ad shloishim yom Rabbi Yonah v'Abba v'Pchia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, if for 30 days they were living as man and wife, that's considered a chazaka, a status that would now allow her to be killed if she committed adultery. Taman Tanina, we learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Taharos, Tinek shenimsa b'sada isa, uvatsek b'yodoi, v'meyeh metaheh, v'chachomim metamim, shederch tinek letapeach b'isa. If a child was found next to truma dough with a piece of dough in his hand, v'meyeh says that the main part of the dough is tahor. Chachomim say the main part of the dough is tamei, because it's the way of children to touch dough, and we can't assume that a tahor person took a piece of the dough and gave it to him. He touched it himself, and he was thereby metameh, the main part of the dough. Ask the Gemara of a Sofin ala Chazokas, can we burn Truma based on assumptions? Rabbi Yosef v'shem Rabbi Zeira is Palgun Rabbi Yochan v'shem ben Lokish. Rabbi Yochan Omar, Hogan ala Chazokas, Rabbi Shem ben Lokish Omar, Ein Hogan ala Chazokas. Rabbi Yosef quoted Rabbi Zeira saying, it's a dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shem ben Lokish. Rabbi Yochan said that we can kill based on a Chazokas, and therefore we can certainly burn Truma as well. Rabbi Shem ben Lokish said we cannot kill based on a Chazokas, nor can we burn Truma. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Bun, v'shem Rabbi Zeira, he said different. Kol amar moedi shehogen lachazokas. All agree that we can kill based on a chazoka. Ma pligun b'sefer. What's the dispute here between Rabbi Yochan and Rabbi Shokish about burning truma? Rabbi Yochan omar hogen lachazokas ve'ein sofen lachazokas. V'shem Menokish oime k'shem shehogen lachazokas kach sofen lachazokas. Rabbi Yochan said that we kill but we can't burn. V'shem Menokish says just as we can kill, we can also burn. Ask the Gemara, minayin shehogin ala chazokas, what's the source to say that we can kill based on a chazoka? Rabbi Shmuel bereid Rabbi Yosi Rabun Omar, Rabbi Shmuel the son of Yosi Rabun said, Ksiv the Pasuk says, in Shmois Perk, Chof Aleph Pasuk, Tezvov, Umake Avive Imoi, Mois Yumas, if a person hits his father or his mother, he should surely be put to death. Ask the Gemara, v'chidava boy hu shezehu aviv, is it absolutely certain that this man was the person's father? It's not known. It's rather a chazaka shu of it was already a chazaka that is his father, but we don't know it for sure. Nevertheless, atama hogan, you say that you'll put the son to death based on the chazaka that this man is his father. Avhacha holds against the hero as well. For any chazaka, we can kill based on a chazaka. Tani, hevi raya ala gadolim, yavi raya ala katanim, leidamila. The Brisa taught that if he brought proof for older children, he also has to bring proof for the younger ones. Why is the proof needed for the younger ones? And Rabbi Yonah, ani oimer shemen isgalsha ben taim. The answer is perhaps she was divorced in between the two groups of children. Now says the Mishnah, lo yifyached ish echad im shtei noshim, aval isha achas mifyachedes im shnei anoshim. A man may not be secluded with two women, but one woman may have seclusion with two men. Rabbi Shimon oimer mifyached im shtei noshim bezman sheishtoi imoi v'yashin imahem bepundiki mipnei sheishtoi mishamatu. A man may be secluded with two women when his wife is with him, and he may sleep with them in the same inn because his wife guards him from sin. Mifyached adam im imoi v'im imbitoi v'yashin imahem bekiruv basa v'migdilu ze yashin beksusoi v'ze yashin beksusoi. A person may be secluded with his mother or his daughter and sleep even naked with them in a bed, but when they grow up, each must sleep in their separate coverings. V'lo yelamed ravak seifrim v'lo telamed isha seifrim. Neither a single man nor a woman may teach children. Rabbi Lezer oimer af mi she'ein lo isha lo yelamed seifrim. Rabbi Lezer says, neither should a man who does not have a wife currently with him, he should also not teach children. Rabbi Yehuda oimer lo yirei ravak es ha-behema v'lo yashin shnei ravakim v'talas echad v'chachamim matirim. Yehuda says, a single man should not be a shepherd, nor should two single men sleep with the same covering, however chachamim permit it. Kol she'aska im hanoshim lo yifyached im hanoshim. Any man whose profession involves women should not be secluded with women. La'olam ilamed adam es benoi umnus ben hanoshim. A man should not teach his son to do a profession that involves women. Rav Meir oimer la'olam yishtadel adam lelamed es benoi umnus nekia v'yispal lifnei mi she'oisha sheloi lefi she'ein lecha umnus she'ein ba'anias v'ashirus she'ein anias min ha'umnus v'ein ashirus min ha'umnus. Rav Meir says, a man should always try to teach his son a profession that is clean, and he should pray to the one who has the wealth, meaning Hashem. As in every profession there's poverty and wealth, because these things are not as a result of the profession chosen, but rather they come as a result of a person's merit. Rav Shimon ben Elazar oimer, Ra'isa miyamecha chaya va'oif shiyesh lehen umnus, ve'em mispanasim shiloi b'tsar. V'lai lo nivru ele l'shamsheni, kach heim mispanasim b'loi tsar, v'ani nivreisi l'shamesh es koini. Ein oi din che espanas shiloi b'tsar, ele shiyereisi es ma'asai v'kipachti espanasosi. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, did you ever see a wild animal or a bird that has a profession, and they nevertheless receive sustenance without difficulty? If they were created to serve me, and they are sustained without difficulty, and I was created to serve my Creator, certainly I should be sustained without difficulty, but I turned my ways to be wicked and prevented my sustenance from coming easily. Abba Gurion ish Saidun Oimer, Mishum Abba Shol, Lo Yilamed Adam es Benoi, Chamal, Gamal, Safan, Sapar, Kadar, Listim. A person should not teach his son to drive donkeys, camels, or ships, nor to be a barber, a potter, a shepherd, or a shopkeeper, because their profession can involve stealing. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishmoi, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Abba Gurion, Hachamorim Ruban Rashoim, Hagamolim Ruban Ksherim, Hasapanim Ruban Chasidim, Toi Shabaroifim Legehenim, Koshish Shevetabachim, Shutfoi Shel Amolik. Most donkey drivers are evildoers, most camel drivers are upright. Most sailors are pious, the best of doctors goes to Gehenna, the most upright of butchers is a partner with Amalek. And the Gemara goes back now to explain the beginning of the Mishnah. Ami v'avin, b'medra amurim, b'ksheirim, aval b'pritzim, lo tithyachet afilu b'mea ish. Avin said that when can a woman be secluded with two men? When they are moral, but if they are immoral people, a woman may not be secluded even with 100 men. Tani, the Brisa says, if a day-old baby dies, for his parents and his relatives, it's as if he died as an adult groom. Not only if it was a day-old baby, but even if its head and most of its body came out alive and it then died, they must mourn its death. It's carried out to be buried, and it's buried with one woman and two men present. And there's no problem of seclusion of Yichud, and this follows the opinion of the first Tanna of the Mishnah. Abba Shol oimer af be'ish echad u'shtei noshim. Abba Shol says even one man and two women are permitted to take him to be buried. Mestabra, Reb Shimon Moide L'Abba Shol. Abba Shol Loi Moide Reb Shimon, She'ein Yetzara Motzei Beveis HaKroiz. It's logical to say that Reb Shimon agrees with Abba Shol. However, Abba Shol does not agree with Reb Shimon. The reason is that he allows burial with one man and two women is because the Yetzara, the evil inclination, is not to be found in the cemetery. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, Ki yisischa achicha ben imecha, oy vincha, oy bitcha, oy eishes chikecha. Imcha b'seise, bitcha b'seise. The Pasuk says, if your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom shall entice you, and this alludes to the fact that you may be secluded with your mother or with your daughter.